displayed. But it's a little bit different when you really understand the power and the true meaning behind what you just saw. I mean, here we are in our comfortable seats in an air-conditioned room, hearing about one of the most amazing stories that's ever happened. And no matter where you sit with that story, history records it as a fact. In fact, our calendar, I know there's attempts to change it, is still split between BC and AD. Matthew 27 says, "Now the sixth hour until the ninth hour there was darkness over all the land, and about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, 'This man is calling for Elijah.' Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, 'Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him.' And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit." Our Christianity is based around one of the most amazing, the most incredible sacrificial gifts that anyone could have. The most I could give to someone like in this room, the most I could give, if I wanted to display the most perfect, I wanted to give you the most perfect display of my love and affection for you. There's nothing more than you could give than your own life. True? An expensive gift, well, that's amazing. I'm sure we've all had maybe something close to that. Encouraging words. But if someone lays down their life for someone, there is no greater gift. There is no other greater, more expansive, more expensive gift than you could give than your own life. True? It's the most powerful. And this is exactly what God wanted to do with the life of Jesus. If you wanted to tell those that you've made and created, if you wanted to tell them and let them express or understand who you really are and how much you really love them, you would give them the most expensive gift. And that's exactly what God did. And this is what Good Friday, why it's so important to so many Christians and believers right across this earth, is because it gives us an understanding of who God is. I don't know how God sits in your mind and who you think he is, but if you look at the greatest gift that he's given to all of us in this room and all of mankind, it is the most expensive, the most amazing gift that he could give, and he's given it just to show us how much he actually loves us. I want to read a story. This is a true account. I mean, in World War II, there are amazing stories of men that sacrificed for other men. But let me just read this true account. There are a group of American prisoners of war during the Second World War who were made to do hard labor in a prison camp. Each had a shovel and would dig all day. Then in the evening, they would come back into the camp and they'd have to give an account for their shovel to the guards. These things were important. One evening, 20 prisoners were lined up by the guard and the shovels were counted. The guard counted 19 shovels. So he turns his rage on the 20 prisoners, demanding to know which one did not bring his shovel back. No one responded. The guard took out his gun and said that he would shoot 5 men if the guilty prisoner did not step forward. There was silence for a while. And after a moment, and ease in the tense silence, a 19-year-old soldier steps forward with his head bowed down. The guard grabbed him, took him to the side, pulled out his pistol and shot him. Dead. And then he turned to everyone and said, "This is a warning. If you don't come back with the shovel, this is what you get." when the guard had left, the prisoners were all affected by what they just saw. And they decided to count their shovels. There was 20. There were 20 shovels. There was one. Effectively, the guard had miscounted. And then they realized, they stood around, it says there's a count where they stood around and they looked at this young man's body, a 19-year-old who obviously stood there, and in one moment he made a decision that he weighed in the balance his future, maybe getting married, having a life, and he weighed all that in the balance and he weighed that against his friends and those that he had loved. And he stepped forward and gave his life. You don't get a greater gift than that. Amen? Maybe the guys could, we're going to have communion in a moment, so the guys could hand out communion. That would be amazing right now. Jesus said in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that one may lay down his life for his friends. True? The reason we stop on Good Friday is not because it's just a holiday, but that's good. The reason why there's so many people that see this as such a significant day is because for many people, they really understand the meaning of this day. You see, I want to dispel any thought you have in your head about the God of the Bible, because the God of the Bible actually says he has a right to be angry at us and he has a right to approach us with wrath because we have done the wrong thing. He's created us and sin is missing the mark and sin is against God and God can't dwell with sinners. He has a right to throw all his anger and his wrath at us because he is God. And for a lot of people in this world, that's how they see God. God is angry with them, and his approach to them, I guess, in their hearts is that he's angry with them, so they're afraid to be around him, afraid to connect with him. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, humanity is desperately in trouble. Yes, we deserve the doom that's on us. We've sinned. We've done the wrong thing. We've turned our back on God. But instead of God coming at us with destruction, he comes with us with the greatest gift that he could give. And that's the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. He doesn't come with you with anger and wrath. He's got every right to, because if you've sinned, if according to the Bible, according to God, but he comes to you with a gift. And the greatest gift that he could come to you with is his son. It's a sacrificial love. John 3:16. I'm sure many of you in this room have heard this very, very famous passage, but it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For a lot of us in this room, when it comes to Good Friday, Good Friday is like that. We're like those soldiers standing around that 19-year-old soldier that sacrificed his life for the rot. That's how I feel on Good Friday. That's how I feel when I see videos and displays of what Jesus did for me. I get all a little bit emotional because I understand what Jesus did for me. Amen? I feel like that. I feel the sacrifice that, and I feel the love that God's got for me. Isaiah 53 verse 4 says, surely he was born our grief and carried our sorrows. Yes, he esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. The sacrifice that God's, this love that he's given for us, is so important and so precious. And what we do right now, what we're going to do, ask you to do, and you don't look, if you don't want to partake in this, you don't have to, just hand them back at the end. But what we do, we're going to do this and we're going to finish up with this. We're going to just reflect for a moment. This is what we call communion. Communion's a time where we reflect on what Jesus actually did for us. That he allowed his body to be broken, he allowed his blood to be spilt for us because he loves you so much. And I pray, if anything, that you understand in this place how much God loves you. He couldn't give any greater gift to show you. There's no other gift he could give to show you how much he loved you other than giving his own son and allowing him, who deserved none of what he had, suffer the most painful, the most cruel, the most agonizing death for you. So if you think for a moment that God hates you or despises you or doesn't want to be around you or doesn't want to connect with you or doesn't want to talk with you or you're not good enough for him or you shouldn't really be in this building because you're a bad person, throw that out of your head and accept today that Jesus, God actually loves you that much that he's given the greatest gift he can. And if you accept his gift of Jesus Christ and what he did for you, you can have a relationship with him, as simple as that. Amen? You're special to him. You couldn't be any more special. He couldn't give any more expensive gift than his own son. That's so much. And he would have done it for every one of you in this room. So we're just going to take communion. Maybe for you, this is the first time. And now as we do that, I think our band, we're going to finish with a beautiful song. And I'm just going to ask you, just in the last moments, I know we've got a little bit over, I want to go for 5 minutes or more. And as we play this song, as you take communion, can I ask you to do one thing in this place? Can I just ask you to ask God to reveal to you personally how much he loves you? Because he will. He did it to me at 21. And he's done it to many people in this place. He is so real. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if he wasn't real. I just wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it year after year. And I know that he wants to reveal himself to you. He loves you so much. And however you want to say that, pray that, mutter that under your breath, think it in your head, he'll hear your thoughts. Just ask him to reveal himself, and I know that he will. And we're going to pray as a church. And if you want to know more about this amazing life, being connected with Christ, we'd love to talk to you after the service. But what I want you to do right now is to take this, if you've never had this before, this little bit of wafer represents his broken body. It was whipped, it was beaten. And this little cup of grape juice represents his blood that was spilt for you. This is what you call communion. We take this and we just remember him. We thank him for it. So as you do that, our team is just going to bless you with a song.
Can